Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now with us on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Ali Cassell, who's the editor-in-chief of TheBirdWrites.com. Ali, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Man, we've had a ton of people talk about the Pelicans over the last couple weeks, but you're the first one to talk about they won three out of the last four.
So, man, listen, that's that.
A nice setup for you.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I'll tell you what, that 1-12 start was beyond rough. Nobody saw that one coming. That hit every fan in the face, and they had a right almost to be angry. But I'll tell you what, they've been playing better. Won 5 of the last 10, 4 of their last 7, of course, 3 of the last 4, so the arrow's pointing up.
So Ali, when Zion comes back, obviously, how do you figure out the rotation? You know, because if you have something going, obviously you want Zion in the mix. But who maybe comes off the bench that is starting now?
Honestly, I don't think it's going to be that difficult, simply because Zion is the guy. So everybody else started off the year trying to figure out what their roles were and trying to do a little bit too much. Well, now they get to do what they're used to. So I think from that perspective, for the most part, it's going to be fine. But you're right. Who gets taken out of the starting lineup? And I got to think, it's got to be Josh Hart.
Yep.
You know Brandon Ingram's not going to sit. Jonas Valanciunas, Devontae Graham. And the way Herb Jones has been playing, guys,
right,
he's so instrumental in this team's defense that you can't take him out. So I think Josh Hart probably makes the most sense.
Jones has really been a surprise. You know, he came in as a defensive specialist.
Second round.
Yeah, second round pick. And every once in a while you hit on one of those guys in round two. It's a little bit different than the NFL draft. Man, a second round pick, that's a premium pick.
But
in the NBA, that's not the case. Man, but he's come in here and it almost looks like, to me, he fits the NBA so well. And the changeover from college to the NBA was real quick with him.
Yeah, he was able to pick everything up seemingly on day one. I know that he surprised the coaching staff once they started working around him in summer league, and they saw how indispensable he was, and that's why he got a big role early to start the year. And I'll tell you what, the numbers really speak for themselves. When he's in the game, when he's been out there on the court, the Pelicans have basically had a top three defense. Anytime he sat, they're beyond 30th, right? So whoever's 30th, they have a worse mark than that. So he's been that big of a difference maker. But I'll tell you what, he's been more than just a defensive guy.
Right.
If you watch him play, right, he makes smart cuts, smart reads. He can dribble. He can pass. He knows when there's a lane. He doesn't do too much, right? Doesn't shoot the bad jumpers or anything. But if there's a lane, if there's a loose ball, he'll pick it up and he'll get to the bucket. I mean, he's the perfect glue guy for a team that's got two stars like Brandon Ingram and Zion.
You know, Ali, I was talking with Scott Alexander. We talk about like SEC player of the year, couple of times, and then all of a sudden, defensive player of the year. So he's not overwhelmed. He understands the task at hand.
He gets it. But listen, they got a lot of players come in with all those credentials, and they don't play like what Jones has right off the bat. That's the surprise to me.
That's very true, because I've seen a lot of guys that win their conference, some kind of award, whether it's for offense or defense, and they come in and they need, you know, at least a year to adjust to the NBA. Jones has stepped right in, and so much so, when you watch him, just keep your eyes on him for the first 5 or 10 minutes. He's actually telling guys that have been in the league for years on where to go defensively. He's yelling, I've got the ball, you go over there. it's just amazing to see. I honestly don't understand how he was passed over by 34 picks ahead of him. Right?
That's unreal.
Every team passed on him. It's just amazing.
Now, Ollie, what are your expectations, or when do you think, if you speculate when Zion's coming back, where are the Pels at? Because we want a light at the end of the tunnel. So what is your take on that?
Well, Ollie's going to have to get a scale. That'll be the first thing. Zion to
yeah,
get
Bobby,
on.
Man, I wish I knew, guys. But I'll tell you what, it just seems like every step that they've taken with him, right, on progressing and taking the next step in his rehab, was every, what, two and a half to 3 weeks. So I've got December 17th circled. It's a matchup against the Milwaukee Bucks here on ESPN, national TV. And I'll tell you what, those guys would love to have Zion on the telecast for his first game. So I'm thinking sometime in the middle of December onwards. So I know some people are hopeful he'll come come back beforehand, but I honestly don't think so. Team's kind of been playing better, right? So there's not as much of a rush to push him out there. And I'll tell you what, I think they're going to try and avoid all those burst minutes. Remember when he came back a couple years ago? Those four-minute bursts, and everybody hated it, including Zion's family. So I think they're going to try and avoid that as well.
Ollie, one of the things, and it's unrelated to the Pelicans, but, man, watch the Phoenix Suns play. And how good they've been. I mean, they on a hot roll across the board early on this season. And, man, you look, they're a young basketball team. All that guys sort of in the prime, other than say Chris Paul, and man, they got it. They got it going, and they smoking teams at this point.
Well, and you look at Booker, the swagger that he has. I mean, and we all love their coach. I mean, come on, I mean, he should have never left New Orleans.
yeah, they're showing. Guess what? They're showing that last year's run
was no fluke.
Was no fluke, right? Yeah, and I was watching the game last night against the Warriors, and Booker didn't play at all in the second half. Now, I know the Warriors have been without Klay Thompson, but look, Booker has been playing, and he's been a big reason why they've won what now is 17 in a row. So for them to pull out that win, and if you watch, Chris Paul did his thing again, and it's a shame that guy ever left New Orleans.
I agree.
But yeah, that team in Phoenix, they're built perfectly, right? If you look from the big man with Ayton down to the role players on the wings and Jay Crowder and Mikal Bridges, you got Paul Hanlon, and then Booker's the superstar. I just love the way that team's built.
Now, Ollie, is there still, I guess, light at the end of the tunnel? When is it still the approach, if you're a Pels fan, it is still play-in game or playoffs or bust? Come on, because we got to have some hope. You can't just be like the Houston Rockets right now. You can't be at the bottom of the pack. That you have to at least get it to the postseason to give the fans hope. Then I think because people say, what's the best marketing tool? Well, if the Pels win, the people will go to the games, I think.
I agree with you, and they've got to make it sooner rather than sooner, right? Because Zion's now in his third year, and for him to go his first 3 years of his career without getting into the postseason – that would be one of the biggest disappointments ever if he goes on to be that generational talent that we all think he is, right? So, no, they've got to make it. I'll tell you what, I've got hope that they will. They don't look like the same team I saw for almost the first month because now guys are figuring out their roles. And you know what Valanciunas will give you? I mean, that last game was incredible. But Brandon Ingram, you know he'll give you. But now I'm seeing guys like Josh Hart stepping into bigger roles. Devontae Graham's now shooting those open threes. Now Garrett Temple. Their bench has drastically improved over these last 10 games. So everything is kind of coming together as to where in those, like I said, that first month, everything was off the rails. The offense was terrible. The defense was terrible. They were getting no production from the bench, right? You knew that wasn't going to last. So I'm more, you know, prone to believe that they are now on the right track to where I think the play-in tournament is still going to be there, provided, right, they stay healthy. They get Zion, maybe get to enjoy him for like 50 games. If that happens, I can see them winning 36, 37 games. And I think that's what it'll take to get in that play-in tournament.
Now, Ollie, before we go to the break, but when you look at, like, the big man, Valanciunas versus Adams, boy, it's like night and day their game. I mean, and how you trying to structure your team, and you look what he brought to the table. Now, listen, a New Zealander, a tough player, but Valanciunas truly could be special at that center position.
Valanciunas is enjoying the best year of his career, and David Griffin got himself a steal. Look, I know Steven Adams is good for his role, which is a defender, a rebounder, kind of that tough guy. But the Pelicans need somebody more, especially when you have a guy like Zion at power forward. You can't have two guys wanting to occupy the paint the whole time.
Right.
So that's why Valanciunas is so great. And this year he's taken it to another level. I mean, he's making that three ball look easy. There's a reason why his teammates are calling him Dirk Nowitzki, right? Dirk Valanciunas. And he's been the most pleasant surprise. He looks like he should be in this upcoming All-Star game. He's been playing that well.
Ollie, thanks so much for joining us tonight, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ollie.
Absolutely, guys. Let's hope we can get another win, huh?
There you go, brother. Amen. All right. That was Ollie Cosell, who's the editor-in-chief of thebirdrights.com on the New Orleans Pelicans. We'll be back to end it up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.